This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. We're in your ears, and we're about as welcome as a hairy bat. It's Sunday Supplement, episode 130. Yeah, hairy bap. You wouldn't want a hairy bap, would you? If you ordered a bacon in a bap in a cafe and the bap came and it was hairy, you wouldn't like that.
But I'd quite like a hairy bat.
As in a cricket bat or a echolocating one?
I was thinking of echolocation, but imagine an echolocation cricket bat, which is also fluffy.
That would be the best thing in the world, wouldn't it? Except utterly useless.
A smack of leather on willow.
Yeah.
Furry willow.
Why would a cricket bat A, be hairy, and B, need echolocation?
It might be middle-aged.
Yeah, true.
And it might also be a dolphin.
True. I'd still...
Hang on. You just said cricket bats might also be dolphins, Simon. And you said true. You're an idiot.
Yeah, sorry. You're right. No, the conversation made perfect sense up until that point, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Right. And then you just went, yeah, let's talk, because we're off the wall. We're edgy, yeah? Don't pretend, Simon. Don't pretend that you know what you're doing.
A cricket bat is edgy, and that is a cricketing reference that I don't quite understand. Something to do with edging it to the slips, I think.
Edging it to the slips?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like an actual cricketing reference. That sounds ridiculous. That's like flotted out to the balsam.
Yeah, but there's also the googly, isn't there? A googly.
There's a birdie, but that's a different sport.
There's a weird bowl toss thing, like a ginganguly or something. Whatever.
We should make up our own cricket reference. We've got enough American listeners. You don't know.
Okay. So, go on then.
There's twizzling the twazzock.
Yeah, because that sounds real.
No, twizzling the twazzock is when you put a little spin on the ball as you're throwing it, and when it hits the rough area, because there's bound to be a rough area in cricket, Simon, nobody knows. Like, the rough area sounds official, right? When it hits the rough area, it socks into the twazz, thus counting as four runs.
Actually, twizzling the twazzock sounds like something a coy priest does. Anyway,
Koi priest, is that some sort of fish I'm not aware of?
Yeah, it's a deity fish.
Yeah, basically, you go to the garden centre, you say, oh, here's the koi carp, and here's the golden koi carp, and next to the koi carp, we've got the koi priests. I had a maths teacher called Mr. Koi.
Right, stop just saying the first thing that comes into your head and tell me what newspaper you bought.
He looked a bit like Colonel Ty before he lost his eye on Battlestar Galactica.
What newspaper did you get?
Oh, right. I got the People.
Okay, I got the News of the World.
Fair enough. That seems quite an even-handed fight we're going to have. You know, I always think of this game as like Tekken 3.
I was really good as Michelle, but she was in 2. Her daughter was in 3, and I was quite good with her daughter. That sounds filthy. It's time for a romantic appendectomy. It's cut out and keep.
Was it in Tekken 3 where you got to fight as a panda bear?
Possibly.
Because that was really cool. I think there was one where you were a rhino as well.
Yeah.
There's one where you looked a bit like Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That was quite cool. But I preferred fighting as a panda bear, because I think panda bears should fight.
What's good is if you're a panda bear and you've been in a fight, no one will know because of your bruised eyes.
I know.
I made an hilarious joke that no one's ever made before.
Yeah. What's the secret of a good comedy, Simon?
Timing.
It's originality. Ugh.
I've got top trumps. Who doesn't like top trumps?
Well, if you're actually playing it with farts.
No!
That would be quite bad.
No, I'm playing it with TV bitches.
TV bitch top trumps.
Yeah, it's Cindy Cunningham versus Kelly Windsor.
Who?
Obviously. Apparently one of them is in Emmerdale and one of them is in Hollyoaks, right?
Okay.
Now, this is Cindy Cunningham's shameful moment. She tried to suffocate her baby Holly, left her friend Anna for dead in a hit and run, and married super-rich, Viagra-clutching OAP Alistair.
That's one hell of a moment, all at once.
3 points. Whereas Kelly's shameful moments had an affair with her schoolteacher and a priest, got pregnant and lied about who the father was, and fell in love with her stepbrother. 5 points.
That doesn't sound as bad.
No. One of them's tried to kill a baby and left a friend for dead. One of them rimmed a priest.
I mean, we should point out that none of this has actually happened. These are soaps.
Yeah, soaps aren't real.
No.
Which confuses Imperial Leather.
But soap is real, Simon. That's why you should wash.
Yeah. This is their bitchiest lines. You ready?
Okay.
You look like you've been dressed by someone who's had a nervous breakdown. 8 points.
Right.
This trumps it, apparently.
Okay.
It's the older mums I feel sorry for, with their cottage cheese midriffs, those bingo wings swinging in the breeze. 9 points.
That's exactly what your paper would put as part of a column by some sort of Bridget Jonesy type.
It is true. Do you know who the winner is then?
Well, it's the one from Emmerdale or something, isn't it?
It's Kelly Windsor, who is in Emmerdale, yeah.
Yeah. I was paying attention, Simon.
We wouldn't want to bump into her in a dark alley, or anywhere for that matter.
Well, you won't, because she's fictional.
Well, true, but it'd be the other one I wouldn't want to bump into, because she tries to kill people. That one just says mean things and gives hand jobs to vicars.
To be fair, if you did bump into the one who was doing, like, the hit and run stuff, I mean, you're liable to end up dead.
That was my point.
Well, you know, but you didn't make it very okay. Well.
What's your cut out and keep this week?
Well, I've got... Oh, so many. There are so many to choose from, Simon.
There's nothing in the people, is
there?
There's
so many.
There's nothing.
I've got TV show Family Love, which is Natasha Tears, tried everything to mend her broken heart, but she never managed to do it on TV.
Weird that.
Now, this is the opening line to it. Smoothing down my blue strapless dress, I took a deep breath as Paddy McGuinness announced the next bloke. If we like what we see, we keep our light on. But as Paddy says in the show, if it's no likey, it's no lighty.
It'd be better if it was no like, no light.
Yeah.
Because both of those words are real.
But if it's no likey, it's no lighty.
Is this the dating thing, this like blind date but with 100 people or something?
Yeah, it's basically, what's it called? I've forgotten it.
Take me down
take
to
me
the
out.
Paradise City.
Take me out. I think it's called Take Me Out, which is...
Which is a rally call for assassins.
Yes, indeedy. And now as the Oasis track, Come On Feel the Noise, blasted out, hope flickered. Good tune, I smiled, as a blonde-haired lad in a grey shirt and jeans jumped off the love lift into the studio.
The love lift.
The love lift, yes. If you haven't seen it, it really is a cattle auction.
I've not seen it. I refuse to watch anything with Paddy McGuinness in it.
It's amazing. It's literally, right, there's a group of women... all of whom look like they're about to appear on an ITV game show.
Right.
Which is, to be fair, what they're doing. But it's not a good look. You know, they're all trying to look identical. They're all got the straightest hair in the world, or it's a mile above their heads. There's no girl there in jeans. Let's put it that way. They're all sort of wrapped up like presents on Valentine's Day. They're all shiny. They look like... nice kitchens. And then what happens is Paddy McGuinness comes out, and then the lights start flashing and music starts playing, and then they jump to a video, and the video is of a dick, right?
Saying what, an actual dick?
That he... Well, no, well, it's a dick, usually an orange one with bad teeth and very camp hair, talking about how he loves to give it and take it and do it and make it. It's either one of those with a real, like, ladies type guy, or it's a guy, he goes round to his parents' house or just any random old people and starts combing them and, you know, generally looking after them. And then after that little video plays, he has to do a number of, like, talenty things, like dance or sing or do his talents in front of the girls. And if they keep their light on, they're interested. Anyway, this girl, Natasha Tyers, she kept her light on. And at the end, there was loads of girls still with their light on, so they all thought he was gorgeous, but he picked her. And now, although he lives in Sheffield and she lives in London and her life's effectively ruined through travel, she's very happy.
I win. by a mile. Even though mine was shite, yours is shiter. It's more fun than a blowjob from a Muppet. It's article or farcical.
Anything's more fun than a blowjob from a Muppet. That's just felty.
No, a blowjob from a Muppet is double whammy because it's also a hand job.
No, yeah, but it's a hand job with scratchy fabric.
Felt isn't scratchy.
I mean, not having a penis, but I understand that a little lubrication is nice. And the trouble with Kermit is he's just going to sop all that up. He's just going to absorb anything, so you'll end up with a very hot, warm penis.
And a soggy Muppet. Anyway, this is where you read out four headlines, three of which are from the papers, one of which you've made up, but it is my job to decide which are the articles and which is the farcicals.
Okay, Simon, number one. Could this be the farcical? Talented eagle.
Because eagles have talons.
Yeah.
My pen's run out.
Untalented Simon.
Go on then.
Do you want me to tell you what that is or can we move on to the next one?
I don't care.
Two. When celebs shrink.
When celebs shrink. Yes. Which celebs have shrunk?
There's Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, losing there's weight. Not
Beyonce.
Not shrinking.
They don't turn into borrowers, no.
Honey, I Shrunk the Celebs. That would be a good film. Rick Moranis couldn't technically be in it. That was a really bitchy comment about Rick Moranis, and I don't know why.
I would go, yeah, except I have no idea who that is.
You do know who Rick Moranis is. He was in Ghostbusters as the accountant.
I watched Ghostbusters on video when I was about eight, right? There is no way I could identify any of them other than Bill Murray and Slimer.
He would give good... blowjobs.
No, I don't want to hear about you and Slimer. And in fact, wasn't that in the film? Didn't they imply that Slimer and one of the characters...
No.
I thought that was in the film.
No. There is a bit where Dan Aykroyd gets his belt undone by a pretty ghost, but not a Slimer. Number three.
What, so it's okay to have sex with the dead as long as they're not Slimer?
Obviously, yes.
Number three. You don't know ship, Prezza.
Is this about John Prescott?
Yeah, because John Prescott, for those of you who don't know who he is this sort of Eccles cake. And he's like a scone with little eyes like raisins. And he used to be transport secretary and he can't speak in sentences. And so Radio 4 have got him to read the shipping forecast.
I understand.
So you don't know ship as in
I got
shipping.
It. I understood, yeah.
Because it's a P instead of a T, Simon.
Yeah.
Okay, and number four. This is your last chance, Simon. Is this an article or is it a farcical? Cox apples get pipped.
Cox apples get pipped. Is that seedless apples?
No. This is about the most popular apple in the UK. And for like half a century, it was the Cox apple because it's shaped like a penis. But now...
No, it's not.
Gala... Oh, no, it's not. That wasn't... No, it's little. It's a little sweet apple. And gala apples have now replaced it.
As the number one apple. Yeah. Pink ladies is better. Anyway, I don't think you can make that up about John Prescott.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think you could. I don't think your mind works that way.
I just did describe him as a scone.
You did. That is true. Cox apple sounds good. Talon the eagle thing. I'm going with when celebs shrink. As the
right,
one you've
now,
made up.
Now, readers, do you agree with Simon? Or are you screaming at the people on the bus going, no, Simon's got it wrong again. Why? Why must he always fail? If you are doing that, probably be asked to leave the bus. But at least you'll do it in the rightful knowledge that you were correct.
Boo.
Simon is wrong.
Boo.
When celebs drink, it's actually a four-page pull-out section of pictures of fat celebrities, skinny celebrities, and how they are now. The weirdest one is Cheryl Cole, because there's no difference.
And what is the farcical?
The farcical, Talented Eagle.
I'll piss you, Lawrence. Yeah. We did finish recording the rest of the podcast.
I know we have, Simon. That is why I am going to go and have a nice bath.
But?
What do you mean, but?
It's missing.
What do you mean it's missing?
I came to assemble it and it's just gone.
What?
Yeah, just vanished. So I don't really know what
happened.
Did
you remember to press the record button, Simon?
Well, it could possibly be my fault. but I'm pretty sure it was recording.
This is because I whooped you so much in Humdonger and Randomizer Skyzer. And we did Randomizer Skyzer, and Simon Dunn had like an article about soap, and I had like an article about the top 1,000 best sitcom third actors from the last 400 years, and with interviews with Aaron Sorkin and Imelda Nucci and really cool cats like that, and a whole double page special of Maria Bamford just writing down some jokes.
I had a guest appearance from Jack Nicholson. Actually, Jack Nicholson.
No, you didn't.
I did. You can't prove otherwise.
I can't prove otherwise. Simon, are you lying?
No.
See,
I'm not an idiot.
And my humdonger, we're going to miss all about the spiritual ghost hunting dog.
Yeah, that
which
was...
is actually in my paper.
Yeah.
Actually, factually, the spirit ghost hunting dog who can smell out spirits. And you know what, Simon? When it sees a ghost, it barks at them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because
dogs don't bark anyway.
They don't just randomly bark into the air. Well, I think what happened was it went missing after we read our emails. So I think we must have got a virus from one of the emails that people sent us.
Is it a dogging virus?
Oh, no. Also, you missed me twattering on about my book, Rotten Apple. And you missed letters from people about dogging.
What? Wait, we missed the letters as well?
Yeah. And we missed me winning.
You winning?
I did win. What? I pissed all over you with the news of the world and your stupid, shitty people.
Yeah, but you forgot to record it. This is how self-destructive you are, Simon. You forgot to record it. Therefore, either this podcast is neutral and we're due for a rematch, or you're a liar.
I'm not a liar. You know I won yesterday. And you,
I won.
I think you sabotaged it somehow.
How do I go into your computer and sabotage it?
I think you turned into Tron.
I don't even know what you're referencing, you freak.
Anyway, needless to say, we're sorry that the second half of your podcast is missing.
I'm not sorry. I didn't do anything wrong. Simon's sorry. I'm sorry to be associated with Simon, so mundane, Simon Dunn.
Yeah.
You can't even switch on an on switch because it might be too complicated.
In the 131 times that we've recorded, that is the only time something wrong has happened. And I'm not saying I didn't record.
Every time you open your mouth, something is wrong, Simon.
Yeah, that's because I got tonsillitis. I haven't really. So anyway, yeah, thank you for listening to the first half of the podcast. And thank you for imagining the second half of the podcast. I won, Izzy won, someone won, and we'll see you next week. If you want to write to us, please do it. sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on Facebook. You can leave a message on our website. You can leave a review on iTunes, or you can Twitter us.
Twat us. You're an idiot. All the hard work I put into this, and you don't even...
Bye.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to eat a hobnob.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.